Silence do good. Benjamin Franklin is remembered as one of the most important founders of the United States. He was a writer, inventor, diplomat, and scientist. But his road to greatness started in a very humble way. To really understand Franklin's rise, we need to look at his youth and his clever writing known as the Silence Do Good Letters. These early experiences helped shape his career and his reputation as a man of ideas. Franklin was born in Boston in 1706, the 15th child of Josiah Franklin. His father made soap and candles, so the family was not wealthy. With so many children to feed, Benjamin had to work hard from a young age. He attended school only for a few years before his parents needed him to help in the family shop. However, Franklin had a deep love of learning. He read every book he could find, borrowing from friends and spending what little money he earned on reading material. This thirst for knowledge would follow him all his life. When Franklin was 12 years old, he became an apprentice to his older brother James, who ran a printing business. The job was not easy. Franklin was expected to do chores, run errands, and learn the trade of setting type and operating the press. Even though the work was demanding, he saw it as an opportunity. Printing exposed him to new ideas, newspapers, and the writings of great thinkers. Still, Franklin was frustrated because James did not take him seriously and refused to publish anything Benjamin wrote. Franklin, however, had a plan. In 1722, at the age of 16, he secretly began writing letters under the name Silence Do Good. He invented this character as a middle-aged widow with sharp wit and a good sense of humor. In her letters, Silence Do Good gave opinions on society, politics, manners, and even the role of women. She sometimes poked fun at the foolishness of people in Boston and offered wisdom in a lighthearted way. Franklin would slip the letters under the print shop door at night so his brother would find them in the morning. James Franklin and his readers loved the do-good letters. They were printed in the New England Courant and quickly became popular among the newspaper's audience. People eagerly awaited for each new letter, not knowing the true author was a teenager working in the shop. Franklin enjoyed the success but kept his identity a secret. Eventually, however, James discovered the truth. Rather than being impressed, James was angry and jealous. This created tension between the brothers and made Benjamin's apprenticeship even more difficult. The Silence Do Good papers are important because they show Franklin's early talent as a writer and thinker. Through them, he learned how to use humor, logic, and persuasion to get people's attention. These skills would later make him a powerful voice in politics and diplomacy. The experience also taught Franklin that ideas could influence society and that writing was a way to reach beyond one's life station. For a boy with little formal education, this was a major step toward greatness. Eventually, Franklin left Boston and struck out on his own, traveling first to New York and then to Philadelphia, where he built his own successful printing business. But the lessons he learned as the mischievous author of the Silence Do Good letters never left him. They were the beginnings of his lifelong career as a communicator, always ready to share ideas that could shape the world. Benjamin Franklin's youth and his Do Good letters remind us that determination and creativity can overcome obstacles. Even though he was just a teenager with limited schooling, Franklin found a way to make his voice heard. That clever young printer would grow into one of the most respected leaders in American history.
I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.